The importance of routine and structure. Perhaps the most important thing for anybody who is trying to turn their lives around is figuring out how to utilize routine and structure so that you are fully capable of spending time wisely and creating opportunities for yourself to succeed. Time management can be one of the most difficult aspects of getting yourself on the ball. This is especially true if you have been suffering from depression due to failures in the past. All of us have a tendency to waste time in one way or another. And sure, recreational time is important too. However, if all we are doing is spending time on recreational things and obligations that are not helping us to move toward our goals, then we can begin to fall into a slump. It can be hard to get out of slumps like this, which is why routines and structure can be so helpful. There is nothing more beneficial to somebody with depression than discipline. And whether you are suffering from depression or not, discipline is something that can be life-altering in the best of ways. When we are able to dedicate ourselves to a certain task at a certain time every day, and it becomes a healthy habit, not only does it help us to build confidence, it helps us to truly understand and appreciate the value of our time. When we understand how much we can accomplish in a certain amount of time, it becomes that much easier for us to become motivated to utilize our time in the best way possible. A lot of people feel confined by routine, but those who are able to utilize it in their own lives ultimately find that it is extremely rewarding and beneficial. When we are able to learn proper time management skills, having a set routine down is something that is not only better for our peace of mind, but it is also better for our physical and mental health as well. When we are not tending to those things, it can be that much more difficult for us to succeed. If you are not used to having a schedule, start small. Begin to try doing certain things at a certain time every day, so that you begin to get used to setting the time aside for specific tasks. It is better not to overload yourself all at once. For example, begin to dedicate yourself to eating your meals at a certain time and perhaps going to sleep at a certain time as well. These will give you basic structure to work from, one that is immovable. Having a good sleeping and eating schedule is something that truly benefits both the body and mind. Now once you have the basics down, then you can begin to prioritize your schedule. Consider all of the obligations that you have to deal with throughout the week, and begin to allot a certain date and time for you to proceed with those activities. You may find that you have a lot of obligations, or you may find that you have a relatively clear schedule. Either way, organization of your calendar can be exceptionally helpful. Remember to try setting aside time every day for you to be able to utilize introspection. Meditate, and do things that help you to stay in touch with your true self. These will help you to feel at your best at all times, which is ultimately the most important aspect of rising from the ashes. On top of that, creating a routine for yourself is a way to relieve stress and anxiety. You will have more opportunities to feel in control of your time and shift your focus to the things that truly matter the most to you when it comes to working toward your goals. When you are making your goals a priority in your day, they become so much easier to accomplish. Before long, you'll find yourself wondering how it was so hard for you to get into the right mindset to rise from the ashes and pull yourself up from your bootstraps to succeed.